Good afternoon, this is the Chorus Call operator. Welcome to the Hera Group 1H results 2014 of Hera Group. After the initial presentation, there will be a Q&A session. But now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Tommaso Tommasi di Vignano, Executive Chairman of Hera Group. Mr. Tommaso di Vignano, you have the floor. Good afternoon, everyone. We are here with our 1H results. After a few months following our summer vacations, with a number of things which we achieved during the first half of the year. And we are quite satisfied since, as you may recall, the first quarter was good in terms of standing our ground, although it was a little bit unusual compared to growth. If we look to the figures at the end of the first half of the year, we are back with our usual habits. In other words, we have been going back to a growth track, which is the one we expected and the one that we had grown accustomed to. The contribution of the second quarter of the year was important, since those results not only allowed us to strike a balance compared to the criticalities we had encountered in some sectors due to the mild weather in the first quarter, but we were also able to go back to our growth and advancements as we had expected to achieve. The 20-something million that we grew in our EBITDA, as you can see on page one of the presentation, mainly stem from the results posted in the second quarter. That's why we decided to focus on these specificities this time. Therefore, this is one of the elements which is most striking. The second remark we'd like to make, and we'll be seeing this in the figures, is the outcome of the growth on all the lines of our P&L. This is something that which hadn't been possible in all of our past years. But we were also able to post good results in terms of EBIT and net profit. This didn't bring about due to the general context, due to the recovery, or due to the improvement in weather. We're still not seeing a full recovery in the country. And on the other hand, the climate, the weather. Continued having negative impacts also in the month of April, as far as the weather is concerned, because we continued to have a very mild winter. So these are some general remarks I wanted to share with you. Looking at the figures, beyond the results we posted in terms of EBITDA, which is the outcome of the positive results posted in most of the company's businesses, since in the first half of the year we broadened our market activities. And I'm referring both to the commercial activities, in other words, the energy of power, the sale of power, and electricity specifically. But I'm also referring to the events which happened in the special waste sector, which is a confirmation of the past 18 months' activities. We continue to increase our efficiency with organizational activities, which were also brought about by the fact that, as you may remember, in this first half of the year, we also had to replace many of our board members. We elected our new CEO. And this also coincided with a number of organizational reshuffling elements, which should help us to increase innovation and efficiency, since these are two of the core targets for our future strategy. as I was saying, the contribution on EBITDA was brought about by our market activities, plus the extraction of new efficiencies and synergies, but also from the major contribution coming in from our regulated activities. And I'm referring specifically both to our gas distribution business and to the water business. Having said that, and this allowed us to go beyond a 20% EBITDA margin, which is no minor fact, as far as depreciation and accrued provisions is concerned, you have to take account that all the figures at the end of H1 goes back to depreciation based on the investments made in the first half of the year, meaning that we have an EBIT level equal to 242 million with a growth equal to 3.1%. Below EBIT, there are a few things which need to be taken into account. So the first is the positive trend as far as financial burdens is concerned. It wasn't a sizable figure because we expect that the reduction of debt in the coming months will be consolidated further given a number of actions that we will be going into in a few minutes, which head in that direction. I would also like to highlight the fact that the contribution of the two companies that were affected most by the application of the IFRS criteria, which began in the month of January, and these are two companies which we have a 50% stake in, one in the waste business and one on the market, which manages our commercial customers in the Trieste and Padua area. These two companies were affected by a twofold treatment, so to speak. On the one hand, we have the fact that their businesses were impacted by the mild winter in the first half. Plus, we had the application of the new criteria. Therefore, we only benefit from their contribution in terms of profit. One final remark on these initial figures is that we had a positive results also as far as taxes are concerned. We went down from over 42% to 39.9% as far as the tax rate applied to the company is concerned, and we specifically benefited from a lower impact stemming from the Robin Hood tax, besides a review of the EDAP tax. Having said all this, on page 3 of the presentation, we can focus very briefly on the drivers behind our performance. In a nutshell, as you can see, also in terms of the components in growth, you can appreciate the almost exact offsetting of the gas sales and district heating sales, which were 21 million in the first half, and that coincides with the results we were able to obtain in terms of efficiency and in terms of improving tariffs in the regulated businesses that I referred to previously. Therefore, these 21 million euros have been offset. But besides the 21 million organic growth we had, we also had the further synergies extracted from the Achegas APS company, plus the M&A effects stemming from the increased value we gave at the beginning of the first half of the year with the gas and electricity networks that we acquired in the Gorizia province, which were progressively and fully brought into the Achegas APS perimeter. That was just a way of breaking down into various items the overall results of the first half of the year. obviously, if we look at the arrows on the graph there, you'll notice that we have had an effect in the sense that with a more normal season, the results of this excellent first half of the year would have been a record season for the company without the mild winter. Therefore, hopefully with this size and with this entity, we were able to offset the mild winter. I think that's it as far as I'm concerned. Now I'd like to hand the floor over to Mr. Vignier, and we'll be coming back to you for our final conclusions. Good afternoon. Going back to the various business areas, as usual, we'll start from the waste business. I think that the key element in the waste performance, and waste grew by some 3 million euros compared to the first half of last year at 122.4 million euros. The main driver behind that growth stems from the activities we have in special waste management, non-urban waste, in other words. As you can see in the graph on the slide, special waste grew sharply at over 200,000 tons compared to the same period in the previous year. And in percentage, that is equal to 25%. The comparison with the first half last year was a comparison in which we had some volumes which were at low values, the minimum amounts we had seen in recent years. But it's also true that the dynamics that we had in the past 6 months is very much consistent and in line with the performance we had seen in the second half last year. As you can also see, we are back to a situation which we can define as being more normal for the company. In other words, the amount of special waste is higher compared to the amounts of urban waste. For 2 or 3 years, the situation was the opposite, whereas nowadays we are at a more stable situation. In the 200K tons, as far as the results obtained were concerned, unfortunately we can't appreciate the complete performance because at the same time we also had to record as some of you may have already noted in other situations, we also had to note a reduction in the price of power, of electricity, in the first half of this year compared to the first half of last year, which is quite significant. And on the production of renewable electricity that we have in our waste energy plants, which is 0.5 terawatt hours, that had an impact on the first half of the year at around 2 million euros. Therefore, that eroded part of the result, leaving us the 2.8 billion that I was referring to. There's yet another component which I want to underline, which would have made growth even larger, and that is the fact that last year we had benefited on the two waste energy plants belonging to Achegas APS. They had benefited from 2.5 million euros brought about by green certificates. That was a one-off event last year, and therefore that also decreased the benefits that I was mentioning. In any case, besides these two effects, which account for some 5 million euros total, we were still able to count on a growth equal to some 3 million euros. And as far as the development of our activities on urban waste are concerned, which as you can see have been pretty much stable compared to the previous year, there have been further developments on sorted collection, which is now up to 54% on the entire group perimeter, with peaks above 60%. Therefore, we're seeing some good signals from the commercial front, which we believe will continue in the second half of the year as well. As far as the networks businesses are concerned, that's the area of businesses which includes all of our regulated activities. For completion's sake, that includes gas and electricity distribution, water, and district heating. And in this area of business, the figures are quite significant. Overall, the growth was equal to some 37 million euros. And the 37 million euros were brought about by the benefits on the water prices that accounts for 50%. And that growth includes two components. The one pertaining to tariff increases for 2014, plus the recovery of certain businesses in 2012. The combined effect of these two items, besides certain increases in efficiency, which have been transversal and which cover all of the group's business areas, again, these elements allowed us to post an improvement compared to the previous year equal to some 19 million euros, bringing about the profitability of the water business in the first half to 105 million euros overall. And that includes both the Hera perimeter and the Achegas and Marche Multiservizi perimeters. 10 million euros is a contribution brought about by M&A, and that refers to the electricity and gas distribution businesses exclusively. And for the gas component, that accounts for some 2.5 million euros. Electricity is equal to 7.5 million euros. Also, in light of the contribution brought about by the 6.5 million euros specific, plus the improvement of profitability on electricity and gas distribution accounts for some 8 million euros in general, thanks to the new tariffs which were applied, and which in this case too brought about some benefits from previous years which are booked this year. Overall, the electricity and gas distribution had a similar result to the water business, which is equal to 105 million euros, again, which is the same as water business. The remaining 13 million euros refer to district heating activities, which, compared to the previous year, suffered due to the weather conditions, which we mentioned earlier, and that we will be mentioning in a few minutes as far as gas yields are concerned, and that accounts for some 4 or 5 million euros. As far as the sales are concerned, and that there isn't much to add compared to Q1, but in this case, the fundamental elements in this area of business are three. The first is refers to the gas sales, which posted a contraction equal to 24 million euros compared to the previous year. 24 million are different from the 21 million estimates that we gave you stemming from the weather conditions for two reasons. In the 21 million, we have the effects linked to district heating, and secondly, because along with the weather conditions during the winter, we also have the full application of the CC tariff reforms applied by the authority, which had an effect both on the sales tariffs, and in our case, it also had an impact on some trading activities, since it reduced some of the optimization areas that we would base our results on. Therefore, by combining the three phenomena, the impact on Q1 was equal to some 24 million euros. We had some positive dynamics on electricity sales. In this case, we had a significant amount of the increase which stems from the contribution of the broadened perimeter of the Salvaguardia safeguarded market that we've been managing as of January 1st. But this is also due to the economic contribution stemming from the increase in our customer base. That is equal to some 2 million euros. We've had 68 more customers compared to the previous year, plus an increased profitability stemming from our rationalization activities on our client portfolio that we worked on for the past 18 months. I was referring to our increased customer base in electricity. We now have 760,000 clients. This is a sizable figure, compare it to the 1.6 million customers we have in gas, as you can see, we are over the 50% in the ratio. And as you may remember, a few years ago, the ratio was 1 to 10. These are the most relevant elements. The third component is the one linked to power generation. In this case, we have a 4 million euro negative result compared to the previous year as a consequence of the well-known situation affecting this sector, a sector in which the market conditions have been deteriorating in the first half of this year compared to the first half last year. But as you can see, the figures we're referring to are reasonably limited. In general, the results for the first half of the year in the so-called commercial activities for energy was equal to 103 million euros, of which 70% or 68 million euros are linked to the gas business. The remaining part refers to electricity and power gen. Those were the most relevant elements on the three main business areas. I'd now like to give the floor to Luca for some financial insight. And as the chairman was saying in his introduction, in the past 6 to 7 months, since one of the operations happened in July, we have had some major changes, the effects of which will be appreciated even more in the second half of the year. Good afternoon. As you heard by the chairman and the CEO, our activities in actively managing our debt, which began at the end of last summer with the issuing of the bond, the 8-year bond, and the financing lines, which were also obtained by the European Investment Bank. The issuing of the bond, the goal of which was to basically refinance the short-term debt that the Echegas APS group had, and the financing obtained from the European Investment Bank to finance the investments of all of our networks businesses with very interesting rates indeed, as you were able to see and read, was followed by the issuing at the end of June and early July of the first green bond issued in Italy, again taking advantage of the interesting market conditions, which in this case too allowed us to take advantage of this market opportunity to manage the upcoming deadlines in the coming 18 to 24 months. And with the first issuing, we had also started to look into the first expiries for the debt in early 2015. And with the most recent issuing of the green bond, we also had a reliability manage operation to basically refinance a large portion of the expiring bonds in February 2016. These two operations combined allowed us to optimize the cost of our debt and the cost of our financial burdens. And the first two, the issuing in last September and the financing from the European Investment Bank, have already brought about some positive results, which can be appreciated in the P&L of H1 2014. And the issuing of the green bond will contribute as of the second half of the year. And all of these operations within the years of the business plan will have some positive results in terms of the cost of debt and the financial burdens. Going into the cash flow trends on page 8, you'll notice that our free cash flow fully guarantee covering of our investments and the working capital. As you know, in the first half of the year, in our activities, we have a working capital which, as far as seasonality is concerned, reaches its peak. And in this case, we also have some extraordinary effects, or temporary effects, which, in other words, are the effects linked to the payment of a cheese of excises on gas sales. This is a mechanism according to which we are in the condition of having to pay excises, or cheese, because according to the mechanism, these excises are calculated based on last year's sales, and therefore, given the climate effects in the first half of the year, we have had to pay taxes and excises that we will only be recovering in the spring next year. This effect is equal to some 50 million euros, which is linked to this effect. In other words, the weather conditions. We also have the effect of periquazione on the gas distribution activities. And therefore, from the economic standpoint, we don't have any effect since we have the constraint of our profits. But from the financial point of view, the equalization of periquazione happens a few months later. And again, this will take place in the spring 2015. Therefore, the two effects, which account for roughly 50% of the total absorption of our working capital, are temporary effects, which are destined to be reabsorbed in the months of February and March next year. But despite these effects, the production of our cash flow continues to be positive, slightly positive. Prior to the dividend, which was paid in the month of June, equal to 137 million euros, and prior to the extraordinary M&A operations, which have already been mentioned, and specifically the consolidation of the Gorica companies, which brought about a delta perimeter of the PFN. The flows in the initial 6 months are equal to minus 164 million euros, bringing our net financial position to 2.73 billion euros. These are all phenomena that we had expected, we had foreseen. Therefore, they come as no surprise, and they are fully in line with our expectations. Also for the second half of the year, as far as the financial sustainability is concerned, and also including the governance we had, the management that we had in previous years. I'd like to hand it over to the chairman for some conclusions. The elements illustrated by my colleagues fully confirm the soundness of our portfolio and the soundness of the drivers that we have been focusing on to bring about growth. We can interpret the remaining part of the year with a great deal of optimism, also given the results of the second quarter. I also underlined the positive elements that Mr. Moroni also talked about concerning the benefits stemming from the financial operations. The dividends were paid in the month of June, and therefore, even from that point of view, we can imagine a projection of our debt level to year-end, which will certainly be at around at the 3.1 times that we had illustrated in our business plan, perhaps even something less than that. Moving forward, therefore, these are the ideas that we are working on already in the second half of the year. I'd also like to remind you of the fact that the AMGA operation was fully completed and has been effective. And you'll be seeing the full figures when we will be illustrating Q3 results at the end of, or the H1 results rather, excuse me, at the end of September. And also speaking of the things we've achieved, I'm sure many of you wonder where we're at in terms of planning our future activities. Without looking into the reform plans for the country, in these first two and a half years of the business plan, we've already achieved 75% of what we had expected to achieve in the business plan. And I think that is the best possible proof of the soundness of our activities. And this is an introduction to the announcement that we wanted to make, which is that we are working on completing the new business plan update to 2018, which we will be illustrating to the market as of October the 2nd. Therefore, we'll be talking to many of you on that date. We are very pleased with the things which happened to now. And now, time for some Q&A. This is the course call operator. We will now be starting our Q&A session. The first question is by Javier Suarez, Mediobanca. Good afternoon. My name is Javier Suarez from Mediobanca. I have two or three questions. But the first refers to the political context in Italy. On August 7th, we saw the rationalization program for local companies. The state has are publicly owned companies. What is the Hera management view? Why do you think the government is making this effort to further promote consolidation in the utility sector in Italy? What do you feel may be the most virtuous factors for a company such as Hera? I also have some questions on the waste business. We've seen confirmation of the strong growth that you posted in 2013. How much of this growth is company specific and how much of it is macro driven? Even in a scenario in which growth hasn't actually happened, the company is still growing very much in the waste business. And should we expect an acceleration in this virtuous process? And the last question I have is on the cost of debt. We have seen a moderate reduction for the time being, and the effect of the green bond will happen in the second half of the year. And I'm wondering, what is the potential that the company sees in reducing the cost of debt, and how and can this be achieved over the next two or three years? I'll try to answer to your first question. As a matter of fact, we were obviously expecting this question of yours, and it's something that we thought about to the very last minute, since we're struggling with the type of position that we want to express. We've always known what our company's point of view is, in the sense that among the other reforms the company needs, we feel that there needs to be strong consolidation in the sector. And that's something that we've worked on, as a matter of fact. We've been involved in differently from others. We are therefore very aware of this issue. But then we also have to see how consolidation and with what tools and what goals this can be achieved. And also the effects or the role that the sizable companies can have in the future. Obviously, some of the points in that document are points that we're still thinking about, not because they're wrong or right, but because they're focusing on the, limiting the number of companies, and that would solve the problem linked to the huge dissemination of small companies. I can understand that, but I don't think you can face such a complex and delicate problem only from that point of view. We know that the things still haven't been fully completed. There is still some fine-tuning, which is currently being worked on. And these issues, which have been rightfully tackled, also need to take into account the overlapping with other topics that you're familiar with. They refer to the shareholding structure of companies and the possibility that the financial market will have to face things through which there can be a measurability of the business, and there needs to be actual interest. To give an example, thinking of solving the problem by only focusing on street cleaning and waste collection, I think that won't be feasible from all points of view. I don't know if that fully answers your question. Therefore, we're still waiting for the final decisions to be taken. And on the one hand, we are willing to sit down and look at consolidation further. But on the other, if consolidation will only happen from the legal standpoint, or if it will only be focused on cleaning up the market from the bad companies, well then in that case, I don't think it would be fully in line with the goals that a company of our size is looking into. Therefore, that's the reason why we still don't want to give you an answer for the upcoming 6 months. We hope for the document to be improved so that it can be as best as possible for the major players, including ourselves, if the conditions will exist. Stefano. As far as your question on the waste business and how much of the growth is company-specific and how much is given by the market improvement, well, just on a hunch, I'll say that 90% is company-specific, maybe even 100%. And that's due to the fact that, objectively, if I look at industrial indicators, I'm not seeing any significant recovery signals. If I look at the consumption of electricity, there are still have graphs of the red numbers. If I look at gas consumption, besides the mild weather, and if I look at the industrial elements, again, all figures are in red. If I look at the waste business on traditional industrial clients, again, there hasn't been a growth in those specific companies. And as far as urban waste is concerned, the trend is equal to zero. Therefore, the growth we posted is all company-specific, as you defined them. And then obviously, within that growth, you do have some structural contribution, which is linked to commercial activities on individual clients. We also have the contribution of benefits stemming from a certain difficult conditions or emergencies in certain regions or cities in the country, meaning that only companies with certain infrastructure and with certain credibility on the market, such as ourselves, can take advantage of those opportunities. Therefore, from this point of view, within the company-specific dynamics, you also have a portion of the growth which can be considered to be more structural, and a portion which is more brought about by opportunities, and therefore subject to a repetition links to tenders or other similar types of conditions. And your third question on debt, I'll take a step back so we can appreciate the effects that we are referring to. The group's average debt on gross debt, we had a rate equal to roughly 4.7%. And we've repeated this a number of times. The actions at the end of last year allowed us to optimize that cost by 40 or 50 basis points, and the contribution of the green bond will allow us to further improve that, reaching some figures at around 4%. And from now on, what is further feasible? Well, the margins are more restricted, obviously, because the average duration of our debt after the refinancing operation is now up to 8.5 years, and therefore, frankly, in the short term, we don't see any room for further significant opportunities, although there are some opportunities to optimize things. But again, we're talking about further fine-tuning things in a range equal to 5 to 10 basis points on the 4%. And in absolute terms, obviously, we're looking at the current situation in this context. As you know, in our debt structure, roughly 50% has a variable rate, and therefore the dynamics in the upcoming years is also linked to the dynamics of the rate curve, which we will be expecting in the coming years. But to have an apples-with-apples comparison, those are the figures that I was mentioning. Thank you. Our next question is by Stefano Gamberini, Equita FIM. Good afternoon. I also have three questions. The first is related to consolidation. The chairman underlined that there are some things which still need to be fixed or improved. Can you share with us what are the three things that you feel should emerge in the new regulations to make sure that a major player such as ourselves can be an active player in consolidation? Second question is on IMAG, the IMAG company. You had to meet them during the summer in the second half of the year. Can you tell us what the situation is with IMAG and if there have been any steps forward? The third question is on the recovery compared to the previous years on water and gas distribution for the first half of the year, and also on the results. Q2, as far as waste is concerned, has a lower EBITDA. What can we expect for the remaining part of the year? Are there any biogas plants which will be launched, or is there something that can bring about a growth in waste EBITDA, also thanks to the growth in special waste? And one final thing I wanted to ask you on is on gas. The gas in Q2 dropped both in volumes and margins. In 2015, I believe that the gas procurement contracts have already been completed. And therefore, can you help us understand if you feel that the margin in 2015 will grow compared to 2014, both considering your supply and also taking into account the graduality effects that will have an impact on next year? Thank you. That's a long list of questions, Stefano. Beginning with waste, which is the easiest. It is true, in Q2, we did have a result which was 2 million euros lower compared to Q2 last year. But these 2 million euros need to be taken into account also by considering the 2.5 million euro extraordinary contribution that I mentioned earlier by Achegas APS. And also the 1 million euro, which is the unexpected stop in the Padua waste energy plant, which had an impact on results. Therefore, besides these two extraordinary effects, which account for 3.5 million euros, the like-for-like results then Q2 would have been slightly positive by roughly 1 million euro on top of the 3 million euros of the previous quarter. Therefore, from this point of view, these are the comparison terms to interpret second half of the year, compared to which, take into account that we need to refigure out the numbers of last year. As you may remember, in H1, or second half of the year, figures were significantly above 1H results last year. Therefore, we feel we'll be able to reach those same results. As far as gas procurement is concerned, yes, we have completed the procurement portfolio for next year. I'm saying this with satisfaction. Every time I mention that we have completed our procurement contracts with satisfaction, it means that we are satisfied with the margins we expect for next year. If we have a cold winter, obviously, otherwise we'll be factoring in less compared to what we expect. Also take into account that in Q2, the contraction that we had recorded for gas sales compared to the previous year was equal to 120 million cubic meters. It's not negligible compared to Q1. And that also had an impact equal to a couple of million euros. And it was therefore depressed by this effect on the volumes. As far as the extraordinary components on distribution is concerned, among the components I mentioned, we have to take into account the 6 million euro of the specific perequazione, the equalization, which is one-off for the Gorizia activities. And the remaining part refers to the recoveries made from previous year. That accounts to some 5 or 6 million euros on the total figures, on top of the 6 million euros that we had of the specific perequazione. So that's roughly 12 million euros. That's the overall sum of the components we have. As far as the water business is concerned, again, we're referring to a component equal to a few million euros. Take into account that next year we expect to also recover some items of years before 2012, and specifically the years from 2009 to 2011, years in which we had suffered some on returns on income. So we had a 1% contraction on volumes in those years, and therefore the recognized revenues that were in theory weren't didn't actually happen. Therefore next year we have to compensate the items for 2012 with the ones ante 2012. That's about it. And following that, we'll be going back to growth rates that are close to the inflation rate. We'll have reached stability besides any changes in tariff structure, which, as you know, the new tariffs will be implemented as of 2016. As far as the IMAG issue is concerned, you remember quite well, not perfectly well. That was an operation that will be concluded, if it'll be concluded, in 2015. Obviously, in order to complete it in 2015, we had to go back to the table with them in the fall 2014. We already had an initial meeting with some of their shareholders in July, and then we also took some time off. We went on vacation. IMAG is important, but both Stefan and myself got back from our vacations just yesterday. Therefore, we didn't change anything on our agenda. And now we'll be seeing if in September we can go back to the table with them. Otherwise, we will draw our conclusions. But again, nothing has changed compared to the last time we spoke. And as far as consolidation is concerned, some summarizing the things that we would wish for is a little complicated. There are some fundamental principles, such as the one of reducing the number of players, which, again, as you may remember, can also be the outcome of the tenders. Therefore, you don't necessarily need the same mode for all sectors. There are sectors in which, if you maintain some catchment areas which are large enough, this is something that we feel very strongly about, because if the tenders will be municipally based, it's useless to have tenders. There needs to be some valid regulatory elements. But that, too, is something that can help in reducing the number of players, which is something that everybody's interested in. We're interested in this, as is the government and others. We also have the issue of having access to the market, to the stock exchange, which is something, it is an invitation for the single utility shareholders to list their companies, because since there is no money whatsoever anywhere, that is the only incentive, maybe, the only solution. But take into account that we also have the possibility that since some listed companies already do exist, this can be a way to promote consolidation through the stock exchange, and that can allow them to reduce the number of shareholders they currently have. So these are just two examples to say that there isn't a single principle that we don't agree on. And we were also involved in the process, since we're experts on the issue, quite frankly. But we also feel that some situations tend to underestimate certain things and overestimate others. So, again, things still haven't been completed. And on Friday, we'll be seeing how much of Mr. Cottarelli's work will be included in the government's decisions. That's another question mark. A number of times, the cabinet and the ministers will... We've heard that the cabinet of ministers will be making the decision, the final decision. It's something we've heard every day. Therefore, I'm sure they have some ideas. So when we illustrate the new business plan to you, before we present it to the market, perhaps it would be useful to have an exchange of ideas on this topic. And that's something that we had announced in our board meeting. We said that we would reconsider things in 1 month's time, because again, I think it's premature nowadays. Thank you. The next question is by Dario Caradori from Goldman Sachs. Good evening. I have a couple of questions. First of all, on the tax rate. Your tax rate is around 40% in the first half of the year. Can we expect to have the same rate for the remaining part of the year? And the second question is on the water business. Is the growth rate posted in H1 sustainable for the entire year? And a final question is that I know you'll be illustrating the new business plan in a few weeks. Can you give us some indication, some qualitative indication on what things are going better or what things are going worse compared to your previous targets? Thank you. As far as the tax rate is concerned, as you mentioned, our tax rate is better in the first half of the year than higher for the remaining part of the year. That's just brought about by the eat-up tax. The 1 to to 1.5% we've seen in H1 is something we expect to have for the remaining part of the year. Therefore, compared to the 44-45%, we expect to have a 43 or 43.5%. That's the estimate we have. As far as the water business performance is concerned, the improvement we had in the first half of the year is one we expect to see also in the second half. The improvement that you've seen wasn't the outcome of a one-off item in the initial portion of the year, but it's actually the outcome of the tariffs that we have been factoring in month after month and that we've been billing to customers. Therefore, that's an improvement that we expect to see for the remaining part of the year. And what is going better and worse compared to the previous version of the business plan? Well, certainly, since we were talking about the water business is in line, if not slightly better compared to our expectations. As far as the waste business is concerned, things have been going even better. Obviously, as far as the commercial, or as far as gas sales is concerned, the mild weather has brought about some lower results compared to the trend line. But since it was an extraordinary event which happened this last winter and which hopefully won't be replicated in the upcoming winters, we should be able to go back to the trend line. The answer to Mr. Gamberini concerning the gas procurement for next year in the short term compared to the business plan allows us to be reasonably optimistic for this part of the business for 2015, and then we'll see what will happen in 2016. I don't know if my colleagues want to add something on M&A. Now, if we look at our new updated business plan, besides the sectors that Stefano was mentioning, obviously we have two possible scenarios. One is a scenario based on our normal policy. Policy based on which wisely we will continue to post future growth by broadening our perimeter. That's something undoubtable. And this is something that we work on based on our vision, based on opportunities. We've always said that we can't overdo it, that we can't do things in a far too limited timeline. But we will certainly continue to work on M&A in our normal conditions. Therefore, consolidation is something that we'll look into. But you were also asking what will happen as far as the general consolidation topic is concerned. Well, that can have some important implications. Because that can increase the number of opportunities and the types of opportunities. Therefore, it may very much make it convenient for us within the years of the business plan to look into further opportunities compared to our typical patterns. But until I see the advantages and the opportunities which may arise from the change in regulations and legislation, I would have a hard time giving you a direct answer. And from this point of view, we also have opportunities which can be brought about in other conditions. In recent days, on the Italian market, there have been opportunities that can be interesting. Also, in view of the tenders, and there may also be some interesting opportunities for those who are deciding to reconsider their presence on the market by selling parts of their assets or part of their customer base. These are companies, or these are opportunities that we will look into, certainly, even though it's difficult to say exactly what they are before the business plan update. Therefore, in a nutshell, our business plan will certainly have a description of our targets, limited to M&A. We will be including the minimal threshold we expect to have in the upcoming 5 years. Again, as far as M&A is concerned. Then, if from changes in legislation brought about the government's action or by opportunities which can't be assessed to date, we are flexible and solid enough to do even more, given the right situation. The new business plan won't reduce our ambitions, and the portion pertaining to M&A will be included. And whenever we include M&A in the business plan, as you know, as you've seen, we always fulfill what we say. We've always guaranteed that, and we've been continuing to prove it recently. Therefore, that is the state of the art. And there are some further opportunities that we'll be looking into. Mr. Tomasi Di Vignano, for the time being, there are no further questions. Thank you very much. And we want to thank all of the colleagues who've been working with us. And we will be meeting you again at the end of September for the business plan to 2018 presentation. Thank you. Goodbye.